Ich sage nicht, was ich jetzt gesagt habe, wenn Yehuda Mesechta Chagiga, Perik Kakoil Chayovim, Perik Rishon. Sagt der Mishnah B'siyata Deshmaya, all are obligated in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, meaning to appear in the Azorah and Yom Tov for the Korban Re'iyah, except for Echere Shoyt of a Katan, a person who is unsure whether he's male or female, meaning he's a Tumtum, or an androgynous, women, slaves who have not been freed, a person who is lame, blind, ill, old, and someone who cannot go by foot from Yerushalayim to the Azara. Beishamai say, a katan refers to a child who is unable to ride on his father's shoulders from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. Beis Hillel say, it refers to a child who can't hold his father's hand and walk on his own from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. As the pasuk says, Shalosh Regalim, which can be read as meaning feet, and therefore teaches that someone is only chai when he's able to walk on his own 2 feet. Beishamai say that one must spend a minimum of 2 mi'ah for the carbon re'iyah and a minimum of 1 mi'ah for the carbon chagiga. Beis Hillel say, one must spend a minimum of 1 mi'ah for the carbon re'iyah, which is an oila, and a minimum of 2 mi'ah for the carbon chagiga. What does it mean? Hakoil chayovim. All are chayev. What does it come to include? Mar says it comes to include a partially freed slave and teaches that he's chayev as well. Fact, according to Ravina, who says that a partially freed slave is actually potter from Re'iyah, what does the all come to include? Zachmar comes to include one who was lame on the first day of Yom Tov, he therefore potter then as per the Mishnah, but then he was healed on the second day. The all teaches that he's also chayev once he becomes healed. Fact, this is only true according to the view that the obligation to bring a carbon applies separately every day, meaning if someone didn't bring on the first day, then there's a separate obligation to bring on the next day and so on throughout Yom Tov. However, according to the view that the obligation only exists on the first day and the remaining days are only makeup days for the first day, such a person would not be chayev since he was pater on the first day. And for the Gemara, the all comes to include a person who is blind in one eye and teaches that he's chayev. The verse is based on this. Our Mishnah does not agree with the Braisa, which brings the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a person blind in one eye would actually be potter from Re'iyah. He learns from a drasha on the word Yira'eh, which teaches that just like someone comes to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, with 2 eyes, so he has to come to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with 2 eyes. Mara says we can also say, as we did originally, that the all comes to include a partially freed slave. A Mishnah says that initially Beis Hillel held that a partially freed slave may maintain that status and work one day for himself and one day for his master. Beis Shammai said that's not right, because the slave will then never be allowed to be married. He can't marry a slave because he's a partially freed man. He can't marry a regular yid because he's a partial slave. So which would go against the purpose of the creation if he can't get married. Therefore, it must be that we force his master to free him, and the former slave will then owe the master the amount of money that his share was worth. Ultimately, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai. Based on this, we can say that Ravina's statement, meaning based on the end of our mission that says a slave is potter, which Ravina explained as referring to a partially freed slave, that followed the initial view of Beis Hillel. And the Mishnah's first statement of all, which teaches that a partially freed slave is chayiv in Re'iyah, follows Beis Hillel's ultimate view. And since he is destined to be freed, he's already considered to be freed, and therefore he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah as well. The Mishnah says, Chus Mecheresh, Shaita, Vekotten, Vechulu. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah groups a deaf person with a Shaita and a Kotten. This teaches that just as a Shaita and a Kotten are not mentally competent, the Mishnah is referring to a deaf person who is not mentally competent, which is a deaf mute. However, someone who is only deaf or only mute would be Chayiv. In fact, a Mishnah Taka says that such a person would be Chayiv in all mitzvahs. The Mishnah says, our Mishnah supports a Braisa that says that one who only can't hear is called a Cheresh, and one who only can't speak is called an Ilem. And both of these people are considered to be fully competent. Fact Gemara, a Braisa says that one who can only speak but not hear, and one who can only hear but not speak is Pater from Re'iyah. So that we say is Chayiv. So and for the Gemara, Ravina or Rava said, our Mishnah is missing words, and it should really say as follows. Everyone is Chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah and the mitzvah of Simcha, which is a separate mitzvah to rejoice at the base of Mikdash by bringing a shlomim and eating its meat, except that one who is either deaf or mute is Pater from Re'iyah, but he is Chayiv in the mitzvah of Simcha, because he's Chayiv in all other mitzvahs. And one who is deaf and mute, and thereby lacks mental competence, would even be pater from the mitzvah of Simcha as well, just as he's pater from all other mitzvahs in the Torah. A Braisa makes this same distinction as well.